A developer had been working patiently putting together a large-scale redevelopment project over a number of months, a number of years. Finally, he had gotten all the parcels that he needed, was ready to start development, and he realized there was one last piece of property that he needed. As his mazel had it, this particular property was, in fact, owned by a Jew. And he approached him a number of times, made a number of offers, but the person simply wasn't ready to sell. So the developer hit upon a brilliant idea. The area that he was working on was a slum. It was blighted. And he decided to approach the city council, and ask them to condemn the area and to seize that particular lot with their power of eminent domain, seize the property, turn it over to him. He would develop it. It would be a benefit to the city, a benefit to the neighborhood, and it would be a win-win situation. The developer called the Beis Din, and his question was he allowed to do this? And the issue that he brought, the questions that he had, was perhaps it's Mesira, you're dealing with, you have to file a lawsuit in court, Arkoyis, Ovininish Dilunafshay De Akum, all sorts of interesting questions and Lumdisha questions that he wanted to discuss and to see whether he could in fact go ahead with his plan and have the property seized. As a matter of halacha, what we told this developer is, he has already been over one of the Aseres Adibros. And if he continues and seizes the property through eminent domain, he'll violate a second. The person was shocked. Aseres Adibros. Who violates one of the Aseres Adibros? What are you talking about? What does it mean? What it means is simply, one of the Aseres Adibros is an Ister prohibition of Loisachmoid and a related prohibition of Loisisavia. Literally translated, that means shouldn't be jealous, thou shalt not covet, I believe is the way it's literally translated. And the Mechaber explains that any time a person is jealous of another's item, and he makes plans to obtain that item, he violates Leisizadha. If he actually, these plans are successful, he forces the person to sell it to him. Although he's paid full price, he's given the seller every penny that he's entitled to. The very fact that he was desirous, he was jealous of this item, and pressured him and forced it to be sold, you violate a lav d'oraisa, one of the Aseres Adibros. Now again, there are two separate prohibitions. Loisis Ava is the moment you're jealous and you start making plans to obtain the item. That is Loisis Ava. If you're successful and you succeed in obtaining the item, you then violate a second prohibition of Loisachmoid. Now in this particular case, the developer had been scheming for a number of days about how to obtain this property. That was Loisis Ava. Had he gone through with the plan, had he actually seized the property with eminent domain, that would have been a separate law, that would have been Lois Achmoid. Some situations, it's good to be a Shlamazel. If you just make the plans but they don't work, that's one law. If you're successful and you actually obtain the item, then you violate the second law. Now, this law, this prohibition, although it's one of the Aseres Adibros, it's not very well understood, it's not very well known, for a very simple reason. To violate the prohibition, it's not enough just to see an item to say, I like that. Someone drives into the neighborhood with a brand new car, you may be impressed, you may want the car, you haven't yet done anything wrong. You haven't at least violated the Isser according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, and it's based on the Shittas HaRambam, you only violate the Isser once you start scheming how I'm going to get that item from him. It's not the jealousy, it's not the emotion, the human emotion, it's the planning, it's the scheming, how I'm going to obtain it, I'm going to get that from him. There are shittas that argue, But at least according to the Rambam, according to the Mechaber, you don't violate the Isser until you actually either make plans, that would be Lois Sada. When you enact the plans, when you're successful, that would be Lois Achmai. Now because of that, the Isser is very, very rare. You may be jealous, you may be impressed by your friend's new car, his new cell phone, but you're not jealous, you don't want to get that car from him. If you're really passionate about the car, you'll try to scrape together the money, go to the dealership and buy yourself another car. It's unlikely that you're going to go to him and try to get him to give up his car. You're not going to try to get him to give up his cell phone. Any item that's mass-produced, you're not going to pressure the owner to sell it. You're going to make an effort. You're going to try to get the money, beg, borrow, steal, whatever you're going to do, in order so that you can buy yourself a second one from a retailer. And therefore, it's very rare to come across Lois Achmai in your typical day-to-day affairs. Where it does come up is in cases of real estate. A real estate developer has his eyes on a specific property. And if the seller, if the owner, is not looking to sell, he's going to pester him. He's going to call him back every few days. He's going to send him letters. He's going to knock on his door. And he's going to try whatever he can to convince him to sell. That is Lois Sada and Lois Achmai. If you're dealing with in art or in antiques, one-of-a-kind objects, that's where the danger arises. You're going to try to pressure someone, and you're going to find yourself violating the assessor. Again, in mass-produced items where you're not going to pressure the owner, you're going to just obtain it elsewhere, it generally doesn't apply. Now, where does that leave a developer? If there's an isser of Lois Achmai, if you can't be jealous and try to obtain a piece of property, how can you ever buy, sell? What do you do if you're a broker? So the halacha is, there's nothing wrong with knocking on someone's door, with approaching an owner, and asking, are you interested in selling? If he's interested in selling, you can sit down, you can negotiate, you make an offer, a counteroffer, back and forth. There's nothing wrong with that. That's normal business, and there's no question whatsoever. The issue begins when you're not simply making him an offer. You're not simply asking him, is he interested in selling? What you're doing is you're pressuring him. You're pestering him. You're trying to put pressure and trying him to convince him to sell, even though at this point he doesn't want to. The B'tzel HaChochma writes that in general, to ask once is okay. To ask a second time is okay as well. Once you approach him a third time, then already you're nudging him, then already you're pestering him, and then already you have to be concerned that you're violating Lois Achmai. Now, it's not a ironclad rule. It's possible to violate Lois Achmai even the first or second attempt. If you know he's not interested in selling and therefore you call up a powerful person in town, whether it's his rav, his boss, and get him to make the request in a way you know that he can't refuse. So there the Shari Tshuva writes, you're going to violate Lois Achmai even at your first attempt, even at one try. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that because of this Isser, unless an item is for sale, unless you find it in a store, you should be very hesitant before you approach someone and ask them if he's interested in selling. You have to be very careful in what you do and make sure you don't cross the line. Make sure you don't go from simply asking, from making an offer, to the point where you're pressuring, because again, at that point, you'll be over Lois Achmai and Lois Sada. Now, the fact that Lois Achmai and Lois Sada are in the Aseret HaDibros needs a bit of explanation. The Aseret HaDibros and most of the Isurim there are just fundamental to our entire Judaism, to our entire belief. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yiyeh Lecha. These are basic, our fundamental belief of Yiddishkeit. Even the Bein Adam Chaveroi, don't steal, don't kidnap, don't murder. These are very powerful, very basic Isurim. Where does Lois Achmai fit in? Lois Achmai seems to be a Madrega. It seems to be a lofty level to control your emotions, to not to be jealous. Why is it so important? And why does it rank among the Aseret HaDibros? I believe the answer is, based on the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Gzeila, and quoted by the Mechaber and Simon Shinnu Tess as well. The Mechaber writes that someone who's jealous starts off just jealous, he wants an item, that's lesus ava. Once you violate that, once you've crossed that line, you're very soon going to violate lesachman. You're going to start pressuring him, you're going to force him to sell it to you. If the person refuses, he's not interested in selling at any price, then it's likely, because of the jealousy, because of the passion, you're going to come to lesigzel. You're eventually going to steal it from him. And if you get caught, you break into his house, and he hears a noise, he comes down, then there's a possibility you'll come to lesirtzach. You go ahead to commit a murder. The Rambam's point is, people do not become murderers overnight. We tend to, when we think of criminals, when we think of ganavim, we think in these, almost a caricature of these evil people who wake up in the morning and say, okay, who am I going to rub off? Who am I going to, what sort of isurim, what kind of horrible things am I going to do today? That's not the way it works in life. People start off as reasonably honest, decent people. But at some point, they start being mayor heter. At some point, they start cutting corners. At some point, they start engaging in small, inappropriate behaviors. What the Torah is telling us that leisachmoy, if a person is jealous, if a person is consumed by jealousy and ready to start pressure people and start engaging in all sorts of schemes to get something that doesn't belong to him, the Torah is telling us it's not going to stop there. It's a slippery slope that will end up eventually with leisertzach. And that's why we need to be especially careful to treat it with the severity that it truly is and to make sure that we're in control of ourselves and that we don't get too passionate or too jealous about anybody else's belongings. Thank you.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havad Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.